St. Maximilian Kolbe was one of the great saints of the last century, the Franciscan priest who died as a martyr in the concentration camp of Auschwitz. The story is told when he was a youth in Poland that he had a mystical experience in prayer where the Blessed Mother came to him holding two crowns. One was a white crown and the other was red. The white crown symbolizing a life of purity, and the red crown symbolizing martyrdom. And she offered him these crowns, and she asked him which one he would choose. Did he want to be a saint who would be crowned in heaven because of the purity of his life, or a saint who would be crowned in heaven because of his heroic willingness to die for the faith? And St. Maximilian Kolbe, in just kind of his childlike simplicity, looked to Our Lady and he said, "I want both." And it's a beautiful story that certainly resonates with us, that childlike desire, you know, for everything. And his decision, if you will, was fulfilled in his life. He lived a pure and holy life, and then he gave his life as a martyr in the end. But that idea of choosing both is a very Catholic instinct, if you will. Oftentimes, there are things that are presented to us as kind of an either-or, and the Catholic response, more often than not, is both and. For example, is God one or three? Well, God is one and three in the mystery of the Trinity. Is Jesus human or divine? He's not either-or, he's both God and man. Our Lady, is she a virgin or a mother? She's not one or the other. She is both virgin and mother. And something similar happens with our understanding of faith. Faith is very much at the heart of our readings today. Jesus himself in the gospel inviting us to have faith even just the size of a mustard seed and telling us how powerful that faith can be. And the prophet Habakkuk in the first reading, the very last line, the just one, because of his faith, shall live. And sometimes the question is asked, is faith a matter of the heart or of the mind? Sometimes if we're going through some difficult time in our lives, someone says, have faith, right? And it's this encouragement just to have this kind of entrusting of our heart to the Lord, clinging to him in faith. But then other times we speak about faith as our understanding and our believing in very particular dogmas and doctrines of our faith. When we profess our faith every week in the creed or in baptism, when those questions of the profession of faith are asked, and then the minister of the sacrament says, "This is our faith." So which ultimately is it? And the Catholic response is not a matter of the heart or the mind, it's both the heart and the mind. The Catechism speaks very beautifully of it when it says of faith that faith is, first of all, a personal adherence to God. This idea of faith being this relationship, this clinging with my whole person, with my whole heart to the Lord in trust. But then the Catechism says, and it's then the giving of our free assent, that yes of our mind, of our intellect, to everything that God has revealed to us. It's a matter of the heart and the mind. And in fact, it makes sense when you think about it. If we give the whole of our heart over to the Lord, if we adhere to him with the whole of our person, doesn't it make sense then that we would welcome and give our yes to everything that he teaches us? To all of those truths of our faith that the Church continues to faithfully hand on and propose for our belief. We say yes because we have placed our trust fully in the Lord. And so even if some of those teachings of his we don't fully comprehend or grasp, nonetheless we give our yes, that assent of our mind, to those things that God has revealed. And then sometimes the question is posed, well, is faith a grace, just a free gift of God that I receive undeservedly? Or is it a human act that I do, something that I have to do? And again, the Catholic response is faith is not either a grace or a human act. It's both a grace and a human act. It is, first of all, and most fundamentally, yes, a gift, a grace, something we don't deserve, that God just freely pours into our hearts at baptism, the gift of faith. But then, like any gift, we have to choose to use that gift. If you get a gift at Christmas time and you leave it all wrapped up under the tree, you may have a gift, but it's not doing much for you. We have to unwrap and unpack and then put the gift to work in our lives. And so faith is, first of all, this gift of God, but then it's a call to act. We are called to nourish and grow our faith through our life of prayer and our study of our faith, and are allowing the faith to have a practical impact on the way that we live. Faith is both a grace and a human act. We see this also in the readings. The apostles, they make a little prayer. They ask the Lord, increase my faith. They recognize that faith is, first of all, a gift that they need to ask for and receive. But then also, what does St. Paul say to Timothy? I remind you to stir into flame the gift of God that you have. Because you see, the gift can just kind of lie dormant in us or be just kind of a tiny little ember. But through our free human activity, we can stir that gift into flame in our lives. Again, through our prayer and our reception of the sacraments and our study and our works through the week. So today, the Church invites us to ask our Lord for the gift of faith and to consider how we're being called to freely then practice our faith in our lives. This great gift of God and this great call that he gives us to cling to him with all of our hearts and to freely give the yes of our mind, of our intellect, to all that he teaches us. And I'd like to point in conclusion briefly to the Rosary, because October is the month of the Rosary. We'll celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of the Rosary this coming Friday. The Rosary is such a wonderful practice in our lives because we turn to Mary, who is the perfect model of faith for us. We find in her the one who so perfectly welcomed that gift of faith into her life. And then she lived it with such great generosity. And when we pray the Rosary, all we do essentially is we sit at the feet of Our Lady. And we ask her to draw us deeply into all these mysteries of faith that we ponder. All of the different mysteries of her life and above all of the life of her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we sit there at her feet pondering these mysteries, she teaches us how to grow in faith, how to allow this virtue that was planted in us as a seed in baptism to grow and flower and bear great fruit for ourselves and for our neighbor. The Lord desires today, as we encounter him in this Holy Mass, to increase our faith, to give us the grace to live our faith with great generosity and courage, like St. Maximilian did, like Our Lady did. Let's open our hearts to him today, making the prayer of the apostles our own. Lord, increase my faith. St. Patrick, pray for us.